Good morning and welcome to the Bulldog Sports Update. I'm Rob Bentley. The Ferris State University men's basketball squad notched its first sweep of the season as the Bulldogs won back-to-back games over league leader Michigan Tech on Friday and Saturday in Houghton, Michigan. The Bulldogs built a double-digit lead in the opener on Friday and held on for a 60-57 victory before pulling out a 56-54 win on Saturday in the Upper Peninsula. Ferris State returns home to host West Michigan rival Grand Valley State on Friday and Saturday, with both games starting at 3 p.m. inside Jim Wink Arena. We'll have pregame coverage both days right here on Sunny 97.3 starting at 2:30 p.m. The Bulldog women's basketball squad also took on Michigan Tech over the weekend at home, but fell in a pair of outings to the Huskies, who improved to 8-1 on the year and now lead the GLIAC. Michigan Tech notched a 66-51 win on Friday and then built a 14-0 lead early on in Saturday's game before the Bulldogs rallied. Ferris State tied the game up in the fourth quarter but could not overtake MTU as the Huskies recorded a 63-55 win. The Bulldog women's team visits Grand Valley State on Saturday and Sunday, with tip-off set for 1 p.m. for game one in Allendale on Saturday and 3 p.m. for Sunday's finale. Ferris State hockey traveled north to Michigan's Upper Peninsula and battled the Northern Michigan Wildcats over the weekend in WCHA play. The Wildcats recorded a 5-4 triumph in a high-scoring opener on Friday night at the Berry Event Center and then survived a late push from the Bulldogs for a 5-3 win in Saturday's finale. Ferris State is back at home on Tuesday night against Michigan Tech, with puck drop set for 7:07 p.m. at the Ava Glavin Ice Arena. Limited tickets remain on sale for the contest. You can visit ferrisstatebulldogs.com for additional ticket information. In addition, the Bulldogs will host Bemidji State this coming weekend on Friday and Saturday, with both games starting at 7:07 p.m. Additional ticket information for that series will be announced soon as well at ferrisstatebulldogs.com. Harrison Watt will have all the live action of all three games right here on Sunny 97.3 FM starting at 6:30 each night. The Ferris State indoor track and field squads also opened the year this past weekend, taking part in the Bill Klinger Classic hosted by Grand Valley State in Allendale. The Bulldog men's and women's tennis teams also began play, falling to NCAA Division I Western Michigan in two matches each over the weekend. For complete results, along with ticket scores, merchandise, video, and more, please visit ferrisstatebulldogs.com. Stay tuned this week for live coverage of National Signing Day on Wednesday for Ferris State football. Updates will be provided throughout the day. Visit at Ferris Football on Twitter and on Facebook for more information. Reporting for the Bulldog Sports Network and Sunny 97.3 FM, I'm Rob Bentley.